As he grew older, he was amused by such songs as Frog Went A-Courtin'.
Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride 'em. Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride 'em.
William a Trembletoe, he's a good fisherman, catches hens, puts in pens, some lays eggs, some lays none. Wild briar, limber log, three geese in a flock, one flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. First one shows his teeth, gets three slaps, three hair pulls, and three pinches. Later he was old enough to go to school and learn from others age-old ways of enjoying themselves. He jumped the rope.
Thank you.
played stiff starch.
We can't see for this crowd.
And wash the dishes.
We call that ringing the dish rag.
He played Looby Loo.
All right, you all come over back. We can't see. These people can't see. You all get out of the way. Back. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Looby Loo. Here we go, Looby Loo.
Older young people sang love songs. Sometimes the love affairs did not work out so well. I wish I was single again.
When I was single again, when I was single again, when I was single, my pockets did jingle, and wish I was single again, again, and wish I was single again.
Scarecrow.
Hurry, tum-a-dick, 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 tum-a-dick.
the South gave us the boll weevil song.
The weevil and the blackbird from Mexico, they say, come on.
The boll weevil said to his little wife, stand right up on your feet. Look way down in Georgia, that clock we got to eat. Just look for home, just look for home. The farmer said to the merchant, I want to get a little meat and meal. The merchant said, get out of here, you got boll weevils in your field. Just look for home, just look for home. The boll weevil said to the farmer, you better leave me alone. From the time when ox teams were the means of transportation we have, as I went over yonder's pond.
As I went over yonder's pond, I spied a frog with a red shirt on. He leaped in feet and jumped in the mud and he bid farewell to the ladies home. So rise and let's go home, darling, rise and let's go home. Oh, riding road and a heavy load, a sorry team, and what to do I did not know. I wrung my whip and drawed the blood, and a magnum leader pulled out the mud. So rise, let's go home, darling, rise, let's go home.
Yes, my lord, they're put on wrong.
Every little
Mitchell has always seemed such a part of our Southland. I'm going to sing.
I'm going to sing when the spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the spirit says sing.
A very vital part of the people's lives. They expressed their faith and love in the old songs. While they sang old-time religion, they shook hands with each other in brotherly love.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good.
Wasn't that delicious? Now you see, they didn't have to practice that because they knew it already. Thanks to Miss Cora. Miss Cora, would you please come out and take a bow? Miss Cora, please come out. I dare say you know without my telling you that there's not a Yankee child in that bunch. I want to see how many Yankees we have in the audience. Will you please confess, raise your hand. Well, we just want to tell you something. We love you very much. Now, we were skip-to-malooing around here, and I skipped right over, just right over our spirituals by the Carver High School Senior Chorus, and they're going to sing us two very fine ones, Steal Away and Dry Bones. Come right along, boys and girls. Tell them any soloist step up to it.
Gotta have solo parts step up to the mic. Gotta have solo parts.
Thank you. Nicodem, for I will not hear the word of the Lord. Will your toe bump the naked to you? Foot bone, your foot bump the naked to you. Ankle bone, your ankle bump the naked to you. Leg bone, your leg bump the naked to you. Knee bone, your knee bump the naked to you. Thigh bone, your thigh bump the naked to you. Hip bone, your hip bone connected to you. Back bone connected to you. Shoulder bone connected to you. Neck bone, your neck bone connected to you. Head bone, hear the word of the Lord. But if we make them bone them, drive on them, bone them, bone them, drive on them, bone them, bone them, drive. Drive on, disconnect them, bone them. Drive on, now hear the word of the Lord. Will your head bone connected from you? Neck bone, your neck bone connected from you. Shoulder bone connected from you. Back bone connected from you. Hip bone connected from you. Thigh bone connected from you. Leg bone, your knee bone connected from you. Leg bone connected from you. Ankle bone connected from you. Foot bone connected from you. Toe bone, now hear the word of the Lord. Now hear the Lord.
Dry bones was a special request from me. I almost got Al Walter with you. I leaped over him. Has anybody out here never seen a water witched? Let me see your hands. Well, you're going to see it right now. Lonnie, who's on our staff right here at Stephen Foster Memorial, to come up. He has found all the spots with his willow wand where our wells are dug. Seeing is believing. Here he comes. I said a willow wand. What kind is that?
This is a water oak.
Water oak.
This
uh-huh.
is water oak, yeah. And it won't work nowhere except where there's water. Now, there's a stream of water right close to where we're at now, and I'll show you how it works. So this is not the only place it'll work. It'll work on your place or anywhere else there's a stream of water. So you all watch it, and you'll see how it works. You first have to set it up, get it ready to work like this, and then when you go over a stream of water, she pulls down, and there's no way you can hold it.
And the bark twists right off that stick in his hand. Now he's going to come back and let you see it. There's water right over there. Isn't that wonderful? And wonderful, too, is the whistling of Whistling Jack Parker from Orlando. He's going to tell you a little bit about how he does it, I think.
Folks, I try to make a musical instrument out of my hands. I use nothing but just my fingers. And all musical instruments are fixed. The piano, the trumpet, the trombone, saxophones are all tuned ahead of time. They're called fixed instruments. Well, I take, and as I make each note, I have to make that note and tune it at the same time. And you know, when you tune a guitar and a banjo, it takes just a fraction to throw it out of tune. You've just got to bring it to a point. Well, that's what I have to do with my hands. And if a finger quivers just the least bit, well, that'll throw me off a little bit, out of tune a little bit. But, and it's very hard to do, but I guess I'm crazy enough to try it.
I did. Now, you're going to do another one for us. You're going to do another one for us right now?
If you like.
All right.
Thank you.
address some private remarks to the children in the audience. If you children don't get quiet, I'm going to send you to bed without your supper. Sure enough, while these people are performing, let's listen. Let's listen quietly. Let's not listen loudly. We have a special treat in store, the creation story, as told by Lester Harris from Lake City.
Miss Bolden, ladies and gentlemen, the creation by Jane Bolden Johnson.
Step up a little closer.
And God stepped out on space and looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eyes of God could see, darkness covered everything. Blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled. The light broke. The darkness rolled itself on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. Then God reached out. He took the light into his hand, and he rolled it around until he had made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heaven. Then the light that was left from making the sun, he gathered it together into a round and shining ball and flung it against the darkness, sprinkling the night with the moon and stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world. And God said, that's good. Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand. The moon was on his left. The stars were clustered about his head. The earth was under his feet. And God walked. And where he trod, his footstep hollowed out the valleys and bowed the mountains up. Then God stepped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So he stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eye, the lightning flashed. He clapped his hand and the thunder rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted. The little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed its fingers to the sky. The oak tree spread her arms. The lakes cuddled down to the hollow of the ground. The rivers ran out to the sea. Then God smiled again. And a rainbow appeared and curled itself about his shoulders. Then God raised his arm and waved his hand over the sea and over the land and said, bring forth! Bring forth! And quicker than God could drop his hand, the fish and fowl, beasts and birds, swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the air with their wings. Then God walked around and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked to his sun. He looked at his moon. He looked at his little stars. He looked at his world with all its living things. And God said, I'm lonely still. So God sat down by the side of a hill to think. By a deep, wide river, God sat down with his head in his hand. And God thought and thought. Till he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the banks of the river, God scooped the clay. Down by the banks of the river, God kneeled him down. And there, this great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who rounded the world in the middle of his hand, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, this great God Almighty, like a mammy kneeling over her baby, toiling in the dust, kneeling over a lump of clay, shaped it into his own image, and into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen, amen.
Lester, I just want to tell you that I thank you tell that better than anybody I've ever heard. And you certainly have enriched the program. Now, Cousin Ed Fleming, will you kindly step out here and see if we can't get all of our folk singers on the stage at one time?